High school basketball is on the air.
They get it inside. That's Cannon Howes into the ball game now. Cannon rockets the ball to the near sideline, and Tino dribbles inside the free throw circle. Now to Sheehy for three. Shot good.
We begin each game day within the paint.
Ryan Kern, 200 pass out on top. There's Vinny Schmidt for three. Shot good. Vinny Schmidt was up wide open. There was not a guy around.
We turn things over to KHS Radio Sports Director Mike Will to get you set for tonight's game.
And good evening. Welcome to high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS up at the Tiger Gym as Hastings gets set to take on Columbus tonight in a girls-boys basketball doubleheader. Girls games up first as we spend a couple of minutes with Hastings head coach Greg Mays and coach sitting at 8-8 on the season. You've dropped your last two games to Adams Central and to Kearney. Time to get back on the winning track tonight, huh?
Yeah, it's time to start scoring a little bit, too. You know, we've really played defensively probably well enough to win the last two games, but we haven't put the ball in the basket with any consistency at all. So we haven't been very healthy either, and I mean, we're as close to healthy as we've been probably since Christmas Eve. So hopefully that translates into some offense.
Well, you have been battling injuries all season long. How is the MASH unit look for tonight?
Well, I was just talking to Jamie Johnson today. Boy, I don't see her favoring that elbow. You know, she's still getting back into playing shape and playing rhythm, but you know, to break an arm like that and recover that quick, that's a testament to youth, I'll tell you that. And then Annie Graylish is back from the concussion and back from the flu. She got the double whammy. And Bailey Richmond, I would say, is healthier than she was last Tuesday night when we asked her to take on a big defensive assignment when she was dealing with the chest congestion stuff. So she's breathing a little bit easier, and hopefully that helps us out.
You see a team tonight that we've already seen twice this year. Have dropped a couple games to Columbus. What about facing this team for the third time?
Well, I tell you, they've got a lot of people who can score the basketball. So, you know, there's not going to be an option, I think, to win this game without scoring. You know, I told the girls, I don't think they have a great shooter or a great driver, but they have three, four, five girls who are good shooters, good drivers, and that makes them tough to guard. I know they're dealing with a couple injuries, but they still have a lot of people who can score, and so we're just gonna have to be solid. You know, sometimes we tip our defense one way or the other toward drive or toward shot. We just have to play it straight and play it well tonight.
Where has our offensive woes been the past couple of weeks?
Well, I mean, for one thing, we turned the ball over about twice as many times as we have been all of a sudden, you know, and some of them just unforced, just throwing that ball away, just not coming to meet the ball to catch it, you know. And so, you know, kids start doing that and you're going, okay, where's that come from? Because you don't just start throwing bad passes because you think, hey, maybe we'd be better off throwing bad passes. Usually it comes from something else. And I think, you know, we've been struggling a little bit shooting the ball. And we've probably let that leak out. You know, that, I'm worried about my shooting. So all of a sudden I try to make more of a pass than I would have. You know, we're trying to compensate. At least I'm hoping that's what it is. And I'm hoping we've got the shooting thing ready to roll here tonight.
The other night at Kearney, played a good first half and then, couldn't score in the second half. I think scored just 9 points in the second half.
Yeah. And honestly, at the beginning of the first half, we dug ourselves a pretty big hole and we dug out of it. And I thought, all right. Good, there it is. We fixed it, and we come out to start the second half about as bad as we played, you know, throwing the ball away. They just ran layup drill for, like, the first 3 minutes of the half. And then, you know, we kind of battled again, but we could never get any scoring going. I mean, well, I don't think we scored a field goal for, like, 12 minutes of that second half. So, you know, we can't have a repeat of that.
It's Columbus here tonight. We'll come back and talk about the Discoverers as our pregame show continues after this.
Yep, traffic again. You've sat in it like a zillion times. But this time, why don't you mix it up with a Pepsi? Yeah? Sounds nice, doesn't it? Aw, yeah. Jams aren't so bad with the cool cola flow. Look at that cabbie waving at you. Ah, what a friendly guy. Whoa, check out that orange cone. It's like sunshine. Pepsi always gives you the green light on total enjoyment. And now, you're experiencing a whole world of refreshment. Without moving at all.
Oh, yeah. Woo! We're moving!
Pepsi. Live for now.
Back with Hastings High girls basketball coach Greg Mays at Hastings High in Columbus here tonight. A team very similar to you. 8 wins, 9 losses on the season, but it looks like a very good shooting team. 48% from the field. We got them about 38% from three-point territory, so they can knock down the shots if they have to.
Yeah, against us it felt like 88% from the field, so I'm glad to hear it's only 48. But, yeah, a lot of different people who can do it, too, and great ball movement. You know, they'll move the ball from one side to the other. They'll get you confused about where ball side and help side is, and pretty soon you're running the wrong direction, and they're popping up through the middle and hitting a shot. So very disciplined team, and a team that, you know, they'll be moving, and then they feel their shot coming, and they take it. Kind of reminds me of Coach Sponberg's Sutton team sometimes, where they get all kinds of motion going, and you think they're just going to do that forever. And then suddenly one guy would get the shot that he felt good about, and bam, he knocks it down.
What do they do on defense?
Defense, they've run a lot of different things. You know, we saw a big load of zone in the first half of the first game. And then we've seen a lot of man-to-man since. But when we watch tape against other teams, we've seen, you know, three different kinds of zones and some change-ups. So, you know, it'll be kind of one of those nights where you're more worried about what you're doing. You know, just let's get all five girls running the same offense, and let's not worry so much about whatever they're calling their defense, because it could be anything. Then, you know, no secret, we want to run. So we've got to make sure we're running, too. It'd be nice if they didn't get a chance to set their defense up a little bit.
Like you said, 2 losses to Columbus so far this year. What do we got to do differently here tonight that we didn't do in the first two games?
Well, we've got to be more solid defensively. We've got to develop some confidence defensively. We're not going to shut them out, but they've put us on our heels. And, you know, it's one thing if they're scoring and you're feeling solid and you're kind of dictating the shots they're taking and they're just hitting them. It's another thing when they get you back on your heels, because then all of a sudden that starts leaking into rebounding, because you're not confident in your teammates, so you're kind of rotating over to help and you don't check out. Then it leaks over into your fast break, because you're so glad you finally get the dumb ball that you don't run. And then the worst thing is it leaks down to the offensive end, and you start thinking, wow, they're making shot after shot. We got to shoot right now. I'm taking this shot. And you start winging it. And, you know, we can't let the defensive end leak out. We've got to be solid. We've got to know we're not going to shut them out. We're not going to hold them to 4 points a quarter or anything like that. We've just got to be solid. They're going to make some shots. When they miss some shots, we need to get them, run, and run some responsible offense.
All right, Director.
Thanks a lot.
Greg Mays, head coach for Hastings High. Stick around. Sonic lineups and the play-by-play description coming up next. Hastings in Columbus tonight on 1230 KHAS.
You've been listening to In the Paint on your Hastings link to high school sports, 1230 KHAS. Stay tuned. Tip-off is straight ahead.
Mobile Capture, the new, easy, completely secure way to deposit a check at Five Points Bank, the better bank.
I don't have to come to the bank to make a deposit. I have Five Points Bank Mobile Capture on my smartphone. I just take a picture of the front and back of the check, and it's in my account.
To get Mobile Capture, log into your Five Points Bank account. Then select Mobile Capture Enrollment or call customer service to get enrolled. Mobile Capture, from the banking technology leader, Five Points Bank.
The Food Cupboard is the smart shopper's first choice. Food Cupboard is open from 9 to 6 Monday through Saturday across from Good Samaritan Village. Stop in today and find huge discounts on groceries, health and beauty products, cleaning supplies, pet supplies, and general merchandise. At the Food Cupboard, it's the same stuff at half the cost. Food Cupboard now accepts EBT, debit, and credit cards. Located in the old Honda shop at the intersection of Highway 6 and D Street in Hastings. High school basketball is on the air.
Ryan Kern, 200 pass out on top. There's Vinny Schmidt for three, shot good. Vinny Schmidt was up wide open. There was not a guy around.
For the third time this season, the Hastings High Tigers will do battle with the Columbus Discoverers.
In the offensive zone, Richmond comes over to Knappel. On the wing on the right side, dribble penetration, stops, throws up a little five-footer off the window, good.
Tonight's game is brought to you by the KHS Radio Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local athletics. Now let's weave our way through the jungle and find KHS Radio Sports Director Mike Will, who's on the call.
And hi again, everybody. Welcome to high school basketball coverage here tonight on 1230 KHS from the jungle at Hastings High. The Hastings High Tigers getting set to take on the Columbus Discoverers here tonight. I'm Mike Will, and call the play-by-play for you this evening. Hastings coming in, a record of 8 wins and 8 losses on the season. The Tigers have dropped their last 2 ball games, though, losing to Adams Central on the road, 47-36, and then losing to Kearney on the road on Tuesday night, losing by a score of 51-25. The Tigers are in that ball game by halftime. However, they scored just 9 points in the second half, and they were blown out 51-25 by the Class A opponent, the Kearney Bearcats, on Tuesday. So Hastings trying to right the ship here tonight as they take on Columbus Discovers, another Class A opponent here tonight. Columbus coming in a record of 8 wins and 9 losses on the season. They're coming off of a loss the other night to Lincoln East by the score of 46-31. Before that, they had won 2 games, winning over Lincoln North Star 52-33 and winning on the road at Bennington by the score of 63-39. And this is the third meeting of the season between Hastings and Columbus in girls basketball. Hastings 0-2 against the Discoverers so far this year. They dropped a 50-41 decision to Columbus back on December the 13th. Then they played in the GNAC tournament during the holidays. Lost to Columbus in the opening round by the score of 54-45. The Tigers a lot more healthier than they were in any of those ball games. Hastings practically back at full strength here tonight, as you heard head coach Greg Mays talking to pregame show. They've had some people banged up on the medical IR list and all kinds of stuff. Girls with broken arms and everything else, but everything is set to go here tonight. Hastings should be back at full strength. And again, Columbus coming in, a mark of 8 wins and 9 losses, a team that's averaging 46.8 points per ball game in offense. They're giving up 45.1 on the defensive end, very similar to the numbers that Hastings High has put up here this year. The Tigers are averaging 43.8 points per ball game in offense. They're giving up 42.3 on the defensive end. So it's Columbus and Hastings High here tonight on 1230 KHAS, a girls-boys basketball doubleheader. Also be watching the action out at the Patriots gym tonight. The Lupline Conference basketball tournament is continuing there. In fact, getting started here in just a few minutes, Adams Central boys, they're getting set to take on Kearney Catholic in the semifinals of the tournament tonight. A ball game tipping off at 6:15. Also at 6:15, it's Ord against Wood River in the other semifinal game for the boys. Then the girls' semifinals will be played at 8 o'clock tonight in both gyms at Adams Central, Kearney Catholic against Ford, and St. Paul against Centura. Championship games are set for Saturday. The girls will go at 4 o'clock. Actually, the boys will go at 4 o'clock tomorrow for the championship, and the girls will go at 6. By the way, got the Adams Central Kearney Catholic game tonight, airing on Classic. It's 98.9 KKPR with a tip-off scheduled for 6:15 tonight. We'll get to the starting lineups here tonight, brought to you by Five Points Bank of Hastings, locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, 3 convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is a better bank. For Columbus, it'll be Caitlin Edzards. Edzards is 5'7". She is a junior, averaging 12.2 points per ball game. She's our leading scorer on the team. Alyssa Curry is a 5'5" junior. Curry is averaging 3.4 points per ball game. Lindsay Nicolite is a 5'6" senior. She's averaging 7.9 points per ball game for the Discoverers. And we'll see Katie Briggs, a 5'7" junior. Briggs is averaging 4.8 per ball game. And Ellie McMeekin is a 5'9" junior. McMeekin is averaging 9 points and 7 rebounds per ball game. For the Hastings High Tigers tonight, Libby Knappel gets a start. Knappel is a 5'9" junior, averaging 10.1 points per ball game. Jamie Johnson, she's a girl who had the broken arm earlier this season, just now getting her way back into the starting lineup. Johnson, a 5'4" junior, averaging 3 points and 2.5 rebounds per game. Sophia Pankratz is a 5'8" junior. Pankratz is averaging 12.3 points and 4.6 rebounds per game. Elizabeth Franzen, a 5'11" senior. Franzen averaging 6.6 points per ball game. And Taylor Henricks, a 5'8" senior. Henricks is averaging 6.9 points per ball game. The starting lineups tonight brought to you by Five Points Bank of Hastings. Now with 3 locations in the city, at 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, and at 322 North St. Joe, Hastings Five Points Bank, the better bank, member FDIC. Hastings High going to be dressed in their homestanding white uniforms here tonight, trimmed and lettered in the orange. The Columbus Discoverers going to be dressed in their burgundy uniforms, trimmed and lettered in the white. Hastings will shoot to our basket to our left in the first half of play. Tigers trying to break a 2-game losing streak here tonight after suffering the losses to Adams Central and to Kearney the past week or so. Franzen will jump things up for the Hastings High Tigers.
And jumping into the center circle for Columbus is going to be McMeekin, and the ball is in the air. The tip is controlled by Columbus. So Hastings High will start off in a man-to-man defense, the third meeting of the season between these two teams. Here's a Curry taking the ball down on the baseline, a pass across the lane as they get it over there to Briggs. Their shot's going to be no good, and the rebound comes down to Hastings High. Tigers run back with the basketball. That's going to be Sophia Pankratz with it now over to Jamie Johnson. Jamie Johnson comes out between the circles as the worker back around to the right side. That's Franzen with the ball. Gives it away and out of Pankratz. There's a bounce pass down low to Knappel. Her shot is up there. It's off of the front iron. No good. Rebound comes down to Lindsay Nicolite for Columbus. Columbus running back the other way. Nicolite stops out here in the three-point territory. Goes over on the wing. Now back to Nicolite. Out here in front of us now to McMeekin. Ellie McMeekin with the ball. Skip pass goes to the far sideline down to Nicolite. Brings it back to the right wing. That's Katie Briggs. Now to Curry. Brings it up high on the block. Hastings High in a man-to-man defense. As a Pankratz will pick her up. There's an entry pass deflected away, but a foul is going to be called. A foul here will go on Hastings. It'll go on Libby Knappel. That's going to be her first foul. Team foul number one on the Tigers as she tried to deny the pass into the block there. Picks up the personal foul for efforts. The first foul on the Tigers. It'll be Columbus playing things in. Out here to the free throw line. Briggs has got the ball. Won't put up a shot. Briggs will get it in the hands now of Alyssa Curry. Curry dribbling left to right across the top of the key. Comes over in the wing now to Lindsay Nicolite. Back out here to Edzards. Down to the low block on the left side to McMeekin. Now driving to the hole. A shot is up there by Edzards. It's going to be no good, and a foul is going to be called here on Hastings. Jamie Johnson picks up the personal foul. That's going to be your first, the team's second. Hearing head coach Greg Mays kind of described his offense as what Steve Sponberg ran at Sutton. He just passed the ball around a little bit and looked for the open shot, and they'll take it. And that's exactly what they have done in the first two possessions here tonight. Shot from the free throw line by Edzards is going to be no good. She'll get one more. Columbus as a team hitting 59% of their foul shots so far this year. Edzards is a 72% foul shooter. She misses them both, though. The rebound comes down here to Taylor Henricks. Henricks, the Sandy Creek transfer, comes into the offensive zone now. That's a Pankratz with the ball. Free throw line extended right side out to Johnson. Johnson swings it across the top to Franzen. There's a bounce pass that can be knocked away. Franzen picks it back up. Now to Henricks, moves it down in the corner. That's Pankratz with the ball. Dribbles the baseline toward the goal. Her shot is up there and in. Sophia Pankratz scores for Hastings High, and the Tigers are on the board. 2-0 is the score. We got 6:16 to play here in the first quarter from the jungle at Hastings High, just underway here tonight in our girls-boys basketball doubleheader. Rainbow pass goes down in the corner on the left side. That's going to be Edzard. She has her pocket picked. A turnover on Columbus. Hastings High has got the ball. Henricks dribbles into the center of the floor. Now loses control of it in the lane. It's going to be picked up here by Curry. First turnover on Hastings High. Long pass down the floor to Edzards. She has problems with it, and it's going to be picked up by Hastings High. Franzen has got it. So back-to-back turnovers here on the Columbus Discovers. Hastings has got the ball as they come out between the circles now to Pankratz. Moves it over in the wing on the right side as Hastings High is looking at a man-to-man defense. Here's Libby Knappel. Entry pass down low to Franzen. Kicks it back out to Henricks. Takes it down on the baseline. Running one-hander is up there and in. Taylor Henricks scores for Hastings High, and the Tigers are out on top by a score of 4-0 here in the ballgame. 5:23 to play in the opening quarter. Here's Columbus back with the ball. Now McMeekin has got it. Comes out between the circles now to Edzards. Skip pass comes over to Curry. Now back out on top again to Edzards. On the wing on the left side, a shot is taken there. It's going to be no good by Nicolite, and the rebound comes down to Hastings. One shot and out. The Tigers have the ball. Here comes Hastings' eye back in their offensive zone. Pankratz goes over to Henricks, now to Johnson. Johnson about 25 feet away from the basket, comes across the top to Knappel, dumps it down low. That's Henricks with the ball, and shot no good, but she's fouled into play. Taylor Henricks going to be fouled into play here by Columbus, and the personal foul is going to be called here on Ellie McMeekin. That's going to be her first team foul in the Discoverers. But this will be a free throw for Taylor Henricks. She's got 2 points and a field goal so far tonight. Her first free throw is up there and in. Taylor Henricks, a 54% foul shooter coming in here. She's now 25 out of 45 from the free throw line. Her shot is up there. The second one is going to be no good. Offensive rebound and Knappel. She goes back up. Her shot's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Nicolite. So it's a 5-0 ball game. Hastings High has got the lead over Columbus in his third meeting of the 2014-2015 season between these two teams. Here's a Columbus with the ball out here on the point. That's going to be Edzards. And now we've got a timeout called here by Columbus. Timeout is brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy of Hastings, located at 405 East 14th Street in Hastings. Call 462-4600. Back with more after this.
Comfort means something different to everyone, and Frigidaire offers home comfort solutions as unique as your family. You can design systems that control seasonal allergens, humidity, and other environmental factors, or get rid of hot and cold spots with independent comfort zones. Call 402-463-4853, and Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning will work with you to design the system that's perfect for your family. Experience trusted Frigidaire comfort and exceptional service from Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings and Kearney. Call 402-463-4853.
1230 KHAS.
All right, so Columbus has been shut out so far in the basketball game. 5-0 is the score. Hastings High has got the lead. Here come the Discovers back in their offensive zone. They pounded it inside, wheeling in the lane. His shot is up there. It's going to be off of the front iron. No good by McMeekin. She grabs her own rebound. McMeekin out now to Curry. Her shot for three is up there and in. She banks one home. Alyssa Curry backing home a three-pointer for Columbus, and the Discovers are on the scoreboard with 4 minutes and 12 seconds to play. Here in the first quarter, it's now a 5-3 ball game. So 5-3, Hastings High has got the lead. Tigers come back with the ball. Here's a Johnson, free throw line extended left side. Johnson sends it down in the corner to a Napple. Libby Napple around the screen from Johnson. Now bounce pass back down to Jamie in the corner. She takes off, takes it into the lane. A jump pass goes to the far sideline to Hendricks. Returns it down in the corner on the left side. It's going to be knocked out of bounds. Trying to get it down to Libby Napple, and it was knocked out of bounds. 3:49 to play. Here in the first quarter, it's a 5-3 ball game. Hastings High is out on top. Tigers will inbound the ball. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. As a Pankratz will get it in to Johnson. Back down to Sophia Pankratz. Her three-pointer is put up there and in. A three-ball from the deep left corner for Pankratz. She's now got 5 points in the ball game. Hastings High out on top by a score of 8-3. The Tigers looking for their ninth win of the 2014-2015 season here tonight. Trying to inch above that 500 mark again. There's Ed Zards with the ball now for Columbus. Comes across the top to Nicolite. Nicolite comes over to Briggs. Now down to Ed Zards as he drives the baseline. And now she's going to be out of bounds. He was driving the baseline from the right corner toward the goal. And she stumped out of bounds down there underneath the Columbus basket. That's the third turnover in Columbus here in the ballgame. Hastings High comes back the other direction. 3:15 to play in the first period. Tigers out on top of Columbus tonight by a score of 8-3. There's a Hendricks with the ball. Free throw line extended left side. Comes out between the circles now to Franzen. Back down in the corner. That's Pankratz with the ball. Dribbles. Left side of the lane. Kicks her back out here. That's going to be Hendricks with the ball. Now to a Jamie Johnson. Brings it back to Hendricks down in the corner. That's a Pankratz. Brings it up on the high side or on the near sideline to Hendricks. Down to a Franzen. Johnson has got it on the wing on the right side. Bounce pass now to Libby Napple. It's a zone defense now for Columbus. They expected to play zone and man here against the Tigers tonight. They've done that here in the first quarter. Driving the left baseline and the shot is up and in. That's Pankratz. Sophia now has 7 points in the ball game, and the Tigers are out on top by the score of 10-3 here in the ball game. Hastings High now in a zone at the other end. Nicolite drops it down low and the shot is up and in. That's Ellie McMeekin scoring there. That's her first field goal of the ball game. It's now a 10-5 score. Hastings High out on top. Johnson has got the ball for the Tigers. Now to Hendricks. Dribbles into the top of the key. Bounce pass goes over here to Napple. Underneath to Franzen. Shot good. Nice pass by Napple. Franzen gets the easy field goal. That's her first field goal in the ball game. 12-5 now. Hastings High has got the lead. Here comes Columbus back the other way. This is going to be Ed Zards with the ball. Ed Zards out between the circles now. That's going to be Nicolite with the ball. Now to Ed Zards. Skip pass goes to the far sideline to Briggs. Now down in the corner, a three-pointer right down through the hole. Lindsay Nicolite knocking down a three-pointer for Columbus. She's hitting 43% of her threes so far this year, and she bangs one home right there. 12-8 is the score now. Hastings High has got the lead with a 1:35 left. Here in the first quarter, there's a shot by Hendricks in the lane. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Caitlin Ed Zards for Columbus. Dribbles up the floor herself, puts on the brakes right at the 10-second line. Flips it across the midcourt stripe now to Lindsay Nicolite. Back to Ed Zards. Picked up by Hendricks. Down on the baseline. A shot by Briggs is up there. It's off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down here to Columbus. An offensive rebound for the Discovers. They move it down to the left corner now to Briggs. Brings it up high on the block. Long pass down low to McMeekin. She falls down and the foul is going to be called. McMeekin grabs the ball on the low block there and then fell down. And a personal foul is going to be called here on Hastings High. It's going to go on Franzen. That's going to be... Let's see, Franzen's first personal foul. It's going to be team foul number 2 on the Tigers. Check that, team foul number 3 on Hastings High here in the first quarter. Non-shooting situation, so Curry will inbound the ball here for Columbus. Bounce pass comes to Nicolite. Her long-range jumper is up there off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Hendricks for Hastings High. Hendricks gets it into the hands now of Sophia Pankratz. Moves it here on the left side. That's going to be Libby Knapple. Spins at the elbow and then takes an extra step as he was driving the ball to the hole. Traveling violation on Knapple. Second turnover on Hastings High here in the ball game. Hastings out on top by a score of 12-8. The Tigers scored the first 5 points of the basketball game here tonight. Columbus now with a chance to slice into the lead here early in this basketball game. There's a Lindsay Nicolite with it. Comes across the top. Now back to Curry at the top of the key. Curry brings it back here on the right side. Briggs, our shot is up there from three. No good. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Hastings High ball. High school basketball here tonight on 1230 KHIS and also online at www.hastingslink.com and also online at PlatteRiverPreps.com. We're at the jungle at Hastings High, a girls' boys' basketball doubleheader here tonight with Hastings and Columbus. Here's a Hendricks with the ball, now to Pankratz for three. Shot is up there straight through the hole for Sophia Pankratz. She is on fire. She's got 10 points already here in the first quarter. 15-8 is the score. Here's Briggs at the other end. Her shot is up there is good, but it won't count. Traveling violation. Katie Briggs has whistled for the extra steps there for Columbus. That's going to be the fourth turnover on the Discoverers. So now with 15 seconds to play, Hastings High has got the ball here in the first period. There's a Pankratz, trots it across the midcourt stripe. Goes over here to Knapple, now to Pankratz. A long three is put up there. It's off of the front iron, no good. Rebounded offensively, or rather defensively. There's a pass that's going to be deflected, and time runs out here in the first quarter. First quarter in the books here tonight in girls high school basketball from the jungle at Hastings High. The score after one, it's Hastings 15 and Columbus 8. You're listening to high school basketball in 1230 KHIS.
Mary Lanning started off with very humble beginnings 100 years ago.
The technology has really impacted taking care of patients.
There are cords everywhere, monitors everywhere that weren't even invented, I don't think, 33 years ago. But what hasn't changed is how we take care of patients.
And it is easy for nursing today to forget that the patient is a recipient of that technology. And that's why I think they're successful here, is that they continue to focus on the patient and not on the machines.
The advancements that we've seen in the hospital are part of that history that goes with us. But we still have that small town feel that I remember growing up.
Celebrating 100 years of inspired care. Mary Lanning Healthcare.
1230 KHAS.
Hi, Mike Will, back at the jungle at Hastings High. Girls High School basketball to start things off for us tonight. Hastings High has got the lead over Columbus. The score is 15-8. Tigers out of the opening possession here in the second quarter. Jamie Johnson has got the ball. Comes over here to Sophia Pankratz, drives it to the hole. Her shot is up there. It's off of the front iron. No good. Rebound comes down to Columbus. But Discover's runner back the other way. This is Nicolite with the ball. Stops. Gets it now into the hands of Curry. Curry dribbles one. Sends it back to Nicolite. 25 feet away from the basket. Comes across the top now. Over to Curry on the right side. To Nicolite. Moves it down in the corner. With the basketball down there. There's a pass out on top. Curry chases it down near the 10-second line. Curry gets the ball in the hands of Katie Briggs. Pulls up inside the free throw circle. Here's Curry, open for three. Takes a shot. It's going to be off of the right side. No good. The ball goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Columbus ball. Last touch down there by the Hastings High Tigers. So it'll be Columbus playing things in. That was Pankratz to get her hand on it before it went out of bounds. Curry will play things in. Baseline right side for Columbus. A pass into the lane is going to be deflected, and it's picked up here by Knapple. A turnover on the Discoverers, and Hastings High has got the ball back now, leading by a score of 15-8. Jamie Johnson with the ball, dribbles out here in the three-point territory, moves it down in the corner to Pankratz, brings it up high now, on the block out here, now a double dribble violation. Double dribble violation is going to be called here on Sophia Pankratz. That's going to be the third turnover on the Hastings High Tigers so far here in the basketball game. We're in the second quarter, 6:54 to play here in the first half, 15-8. Hastings High has got the lead here in this one. There's Lindsay Nicolite with the ball. Brings it across the 10-second line. Comes over here on the wing. Now down in the corner. A long-range jumper put up there and in. Caitlin Edzards hits a three ball from the deep right corner there for Columbus. And the Discoverers are back to within 4 points. 15-11 is the score. 6.5 minutes to play here in the second quarter. Sophia Pankratz moves over to Jamie Johnson. Free throw line extended right side. Moves it down in the corner. That's Pankratz. Entry pass to get it inside to Franzen. Back out to Pankratz. Now to Johnson. Jamie holds on to the ball. Comes across the top now. Libby Knappel moves it over on the wing on the right side. Pankratz for three. Your shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Columbus. The Discoverers with the ball. Here's Edzards. She'll bring things up now against the Pankratz of Hastings. A pass over here on the right side. Now back out to Curry at the top of the key. Over to a Nicolite. Nicolai gets away from Johnson, takes it down to the baseline, can't put up a shot. And now we got a traveling violation. Traveling violation is going to be called on Columbus. That's going to be their sixth turnover already here in the first half of play. Columbus came into the ball game with a mark of 8 wins, 9 losses. Hastings was 8-8. Taylor Hendricks comes into the ball game now for Hastings High. Going out is going to be Libby Knappel. Tigers will play things in here in backcourt. Hastings High with a 4-point lead over Columbus. The score is 15-11. Sophia Pankratz with the ball to the near sideline. Moves it down in the corner. That's Taylor Hendricks. Ball high above her head. Down to Pankratz. Entry pass to get it inside. Back out to Hendricks. Now to Pankratz again. Pankratz moves it to the right side of the floor. Gets it to Jamie Johnson. She dribbles at the top of the key. Hands it away now to a Pankratz. Two-handed pass goes down in the corner. Hendricks with the ball down there for Hastings High. Hendricks on the high block. Elizabeth Franzen dumps the ball down low to Annie Graylish. Back out to Hendricks. Dribbles into the lane. Her shot is up there and in. Taylor Hendricks takes the ball to the rock there and gets her second field goal. She's got 5 points in the ball game. Hastings High is out on top now by a score of 17-11. Nicolak with the ball. Back out on top. That's Edzards. Takes it to the elbow. She's double-teamed. Goes down into Curry. There's a pass out on top. That's going to be Nicolite with the ball. Comes over to a Curry again on the wing. Drives it against Graylish. Her shot's going to be blocked down by Annie Graylish. And the ball is recovered by Hastings High. Here come the Tigers back the other way. That's Sophia Pankratz over to Johnson for three. It's an air ball. No good. We got a foul call on the rebound. A foul is going to go on Hastings High on the rebound. So the Tigers forced a turnover down here, but then couldn't finish at the other end. Personal foul is going to be called on Hastings High. That's going to be their fourth. This first half of play. The foul's going to go on Franzen. That's going to be her second. So 17-11 is the score. Hastings High out of top here in girls high school basketball. Here's Alyssa Curry with the ball now for Columbus. Trots it across the 10-second line. Picked up there by Jamie Johnson of Hastings High. As the Tigers stay with their man-to-man defense over here in the right wing. There's an entry pass that can be tipped and intercepted. Intercepted there by Hendricks as she brings it back one on two. The goal. Her shot is no good, but she's fouled in the play. Taylor Hendricks took the ball away on the defensive end and took it the length of the floor. And a personal foul is going to be called here on the Columbus. Reggie Sukuski picking up the personal foul. That's going to be your first. And going to the free throw line will be Hendricks. Her shot is up there and in. She's down 2 out of 3 from the free throw line tonight. Hendricks has got 6 points. Sophia Pankratz has got 10. Leading the Tigers in scoring so far. Second one is up there. It's going to be good. So Taylor Hendricks knocks down a pair of free throws. Hastings High out on top by a score of 19-11. Tigers scored the first 5 points of the ball game and have not trailed. There's a pass that's going to be intercepted. Tigers with another turnover. Johnson moves it down in the corner to Pankratz. She drives it into the lane. Now inside the free throw circle. A jumper by Graylish is good. Annie Graylish knocks down a shot from the free throw line. It's now a 21-11 ball game. Hastings High has got the lead. 4 minutes and 9 seconds to play here in the second quarter. Here's Alyssa Curry. Bounce pass goes inside. Grabbing the ball there is McMeekin. The bucket is good, and she's fouled in the play. Allie McMeekin gets the field goal to go down there for Columbus, and she's also hacked to the arm. Personal foul is going to be whistled here on the Hastings High. And McMeekin will go to the free throw line here for the Tigers, rather for the Discoverers. Bailey Richmond picking up the personal foul there for Hastings High. That's going to be her first. So here's the free throw from McMeekin. It's up there and good. So a 3-point play by Ellie McMeekin, and that trims the Hastings High lead back down to 7 points at 21-14 in girls high school basketball action here tonight. Taylor Hendricks with the ball, free throw line extended left side out of Graylish. Free throw line jumper is off of the front iron, no good. And the rebound comes down here to Lindsay Nicolite for Columbus. Runs her back the other way. Now to Edzards, puts a defender in the air, comes back out on top. Curry wide open, 3-pointer, no good. Rebound comes down to Hastings High. That's a Jamie Johnson of the ball. Johnson gets into the hands of Sophia Pankratz. Now to Taylor Hendricks here on the near sideline. Taylor puts it on the floor, dribbles to the top of the key. Over to Graylish on the wing on the right side, down to Johnson. Jamie Johnson puts it on the floor, dribbles to the top of the key. Still dribbling with it out here and goes over on the right sideline now. That's going to be Annie Graylish with the ball. Graylish, rainbow pass comes over here to Sophia Pankratz. Now to Taylor Hendricks, high left side. Hendricks with the ball high above her head. Taylor goes to the top of the key. That's going to be Annie Graylish. Not a whole lot of movement right now in the Hastings High offense. There's a Sophia Pankratz with the ball. Pankratz comes out to a Bailey Richmond. Richmond moves it over to a Johnson. Free throw line extended right side behind a Richmond screen. She dumps it off inside. The ball's going to be tipped. It's picked up by Pankratz. She passes down on the baseline to Hendricks, and she'll be fouling the play. She goes up for the shot. So Hastings very patient there, and that's an offensive possession. They draw the personal foul here from the Columbus Discoverers. The foul is going to go on Katie Briggs. That's going to be your first. Team foul number three on the Discoverers here in the first half. We're down to 2 minutes and 46 seconds to play in the second quarter, 21-14. Hastings High has got the lead. Shot from the free throw line by Hendricks is going to be no good. She is now 3 out of 5 from the line tonight. 7 points in the ball game. Taylor's a 54% foul shooter coming in here. She was 24 out of 44. Hastings High is a team 55% from the line. They missed that one as Hendricks misses a pair of free throws. So it's still 21 to 14, a long pass ahead now. As Columbus pounds the ball down low, the ball is going to be knocked loose. It's going to be picked up here on the near sideline, but a turnover as Hastings High has got it. That's the 10th turnover on Columbus. And now the Tigers walk the ball up the floor with Sophia Pankratz. Hustling into the offensive zone, flips it away to Johnson. She dribbles to the left wing, stops there. The ball is going to be tipped away by Zukruski. She picks her up now for Columbus. There's a pass in the way. It's going to be mishandled by McMeekin, but she picks it up in the corner. Columbus resets. There's a shot from the top of the key by Edzards. No good. Battle for the rebound. McMeekin had it. She lost it. It's picked up here by Johnson of Hastings. Jamie Johnson runs her back the other way for the Tigers. Goes to the far sideline now to Sophia Pankratz. Under 2 minutes to play here in the second quarter, 21-14. Hastings High has got the lead. Taylor Hendricks comes over here on the left side to Jamie Johnson down in the corner. To Libby Knappel spins, takes it inside, can't put up a shot. Not a Richmond, not a Johnson. Jamie Johnson out to the top of the key. They move it back to the right side now. That's going to be Pankratz with the ball inside the free throw circle. Moves it down in the corner to a Hendricks. Pankratz sets a screen. Hendricks doesn't use it. Cross court pass comes over here. In the left corner, Knappel drives it toward the goal, spins it on the baseline. Her shot is up there and in. Libby Knappel takes it in from the left corner toward the goal and scores. That's her first field goal of the ball game, and Hastings High is out on top by a score of 23-14. Columbus back with the basketball. Zukruski has got the ball over here on the right wing. Out between the circles now to Edzards. On the wing on the left side to Briggs. Out to Edzards again on the 3 points here at Troy. Looking to drive it, can't do it against the Pankratz. They work it back around to the left corner. Briggs for three, shot good. That's a Nicolite. Lindsay Nicolite from the deep left corner. She scores. That's her second three-pointer of the ball game. She's got 6 points. 23-17. Hastings High out on top by six. Tigers have the ball here. Under a minute to play in the second quarter. Now Hastings High just spreads the floor. We'll see if they go for the final shot here and shorten up this game a little bit. We got 38 seconds to play. And that's going to be the case as Hastings is just standing across the, just about 2 feet across the 10-second line. Watching the time tick down. We're at 27 seconds to play here in the second quarter. Columbus not putting any pressure on the ball right now. Pankratz is just standing out here just across the 10-second line. No movement whatsoever out of the Columbus defense right now. Pankratz will start to move with it offensively for Hastings High to Hendricks. Out of Pankratz for three. Her shot is up there. It's off of the right side. No good. Down for the rebound. It's loose. It's taken down here by McMeekin. McMeekin now for Columbus. 1 second. They get it into the fourth quarter. Shot is up there. It's going to be good. Does it count? It does not count. Katie Briggs threw up about a 35-footer. The basket does not count as it was after the horn. And that's the way the first half ends with the Hastings High Tigers out on top by 6 points. So the first two quarters in the books here tonight at the Jungle in Hastings High. We'll take a break with a score of Hastings 23, Columbus 17.
Truck Month is here at Great Plains Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Hastings. We have received a special inventory of Rams for this event. They're here and we need to move them out now. Let us help you join the Ram truck family. See us where the service is great and the prices are even better. Special rebates during Truck Month will save you thousands at Great Plains Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, North Highway 281 in Hastings.
Yeah, traffic again. You've sat in it like a zillion times. But this time, why don't you mix it up with a Pepsi? Yeah? Sounds nice, doesn't it? Aw, yeah. Jams aren't so bad with the cool cola flow. Look at that cabbie waving at you. Ah, what a friendly guy. Whoa, check out that orange cone. It's like sunshine. Pepsi always gives you the green light on total enjoyment. And now, you're experiencing a whole world of refreshment. Without moving at all. Pepsi. Live for now.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball action here tonight on 1230 KHAS from the jungle at Hastings High. Girls high school play tonight. Hastings has got the lead over Columbus by the score of 23-17. Hastings High scored the first 5 points of the basketball game here tonight. It wasn't until the 4-minute and 12-second mark of the first quarter that Columbus got on the scoreboard. They hit a three-pointer at that time. Hastings High opened up a 10-3 lead in the first quarter. Eventually led 15-8 after the opening period. Hastings High got into a 10-point lead in the second quarter at 21-11 with 4 minutes and 9 seconds to play. And the Tigers right now leading by 6 points at the break. The score is 23-17. We'll get you some halftime numbers here tonight, brought to you by the Food Cupboard of Hastings. Find huge discounts in groceries, health and beauty products, general merchandise, and more. Located at the intersection of Highway 6 and D Street in Hastings, shop the Food Cupboard and save big today. Only 4 girls have scored so far for Columbus in the first half. Lindsay Nicolite is leading the way. She's got a couple of three-pointers. She's got 6 points in the ball game. Alyssa Curry has knocked down a three for 3 points. Caitlin Edzards has got a three-pointer, and she's 0 out of 2 from the free-throw line. She's got 3, and then Ellie McMeekin, she's coming to the ball game and hit a couple of field goals, and she's 1 out of 1 from the free-throw line for 5 points. So Columbus, they have got 4 three-pointers here in the first half, 2 two-point field goals. They've got 1 free throw, total of 17 points here at halftime as they trail Hastings High 23-17. For the Tigers, Sophia Pankratz is leading the way so far. She has got 10 points in the ball game. Pankratz has knocked down a couple of three-pointers. She's got 2 two-point field goals, and she's got 10 points here at halftime. Taylor Henricks has got 7 points. Taylor's got a couple of field goals, and she is 3 out of 6 from the free throw line. Elizabeth Franzen has got a field goal for 2. Annie Graylish has got a field goal and 2 points. And Libby Napple has got a field goal and 2. Hastings High, 3 out of 6 from the free throw line in the first half for 50%. Columbus is 1 out of 3 for 33%. I've got Hastings High with 3 turnovers in the first half, 10 turnovers for Columbus here at halftime. Again, after 2 quarters, the Hastings High Tigers have the lead over Columbus in girls high school basketball. The score is 23-17. Our halftime numbers brought to you by the Food Cupboard of Hastings. They're located at Highway 6 and D Street in Hastings. Shop the Food Cupboard and save big today. A lot more at halftime right after this. You're listening to high school basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Keith's Drive-In Drug and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly service you've come to expect over the years. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In Drug at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in Hastings Medical Park.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS from the jungle at Hastings High. Hastings High on top of Columbus tonight. At the break, the score is 23-17. Get you some scores that we have in early tonight. Brought to you by Furniture Direct of Hastings. We deliver the score. Furniture Direct delivers to your door. Get free local delivery, setup, and removal on any Beautyrest mattress purchase. Get more than what you expect when you shop Furniture Direct just south to the Sonic Drive-In in Hastings and online at FurnitureDirectHastings.net. Again, we're here at halftime of our basketball game here tonight. Hastings High is out on top of Columbus by a score of 23-17. There's a wrestling duel going on tonight at Lynn Farrell Arena. Hastings High right now, rather Hastings College, has got the lead over Midland. Score is 24-9. And a wrestling duel that's going on at Lynn Farrell Arena tonight. Also in high school basketball action, we've got Elmwood Murdoch leading Freeman 18-16. They got 4 minutes to play in the first half there. That's girls basketball. Elmwood Murdoch over Freeman 18-16. Also at halftime, this is boys play. This is the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament over at the Burial Event Center in Kearney. Elm Creek has got the lead over Wilcox Hildreth. The score is 19-14. Again, there's action going on tonight at the Lou Platt Conference Basketball Tournament out at Adams Central tonight. In fact, the boys semifinals are being played right now. Adams Central is on the floor as they're playing Kearney Catholic tonight. Adams Central picked up a win last night over Arcadia Loup City, 45-33. Kearney Catholic winners over Ravenna, 50-48. So they're playing in a semifinal game tonight at the Loup Platte Conference Basketball Tournament. The other semifinal for the boys has Ord playing Wood River. Ord beat Donovan Trumbull last night, 53-35, and Wood River knocked off Gibbons, 79-48. The winners will play for the Loup Platte Conference Championship tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock. Out at Adams Central. Girls semifinals will be played tonight at 8 o'clock at Adams Central. You've got Kearney Catholic playing Ord. It won the semifinal contest. Kearney Catholic took care of Wood River last night, 76-27. Ord was a winner over Ravenna, 50-29. The other girls semifinal tipping off at 8 o'clock tonight. It'll be St. Paul against Centura. St. Paul, they hit 9 three-pointers in their ball game last night, an upset third-seeded Adams Central, 64-45. Centura took care of Arcadia Loup City, winning last night by a score of 62-37. So the girls' semifinals will be played at 8 o'clock tonight out at Adams Central, and the two winners will play for the girls' championship in the Loup Platte Conference Tournament at 6 o'clock tomorrow night. Again, we're at halftime of our high school basketball doubleheader for the girls here tonight at the Jungle as Hastings has got the lead over the Columbus Discovers. The score is 23-17. We've got the second half coming up. You're listening to high school basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Gary Michaels Clothiers in downtown Hastings and Kearney is cleaning out all remaining fall and winter inventory. Stop now and take 50% off all seasonal dress shirts, pants, suits, and sports coats. Entire stock of neckties, half off. Sportswear by Tommy Bahama, Enroe, Forsyth, Gunner, and Buck, 50% off. 50% off all wool top coats, wool car coats, and all remaining leather jackets. Ladies, 50% off all seasonal ladies' clothing and select Brighton is half off. Stock up and save at Gary Michaels Clothiers, downtown Hastings and Kearney.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, we're back here for the second half. Hastings in Columbus here tonight in girls high school basketball. Columbus has got it for the opening possession of this second half. They'll shoot to our basket to our left. There's a long-range jumper put up there. No good by Edzards. Rebound comes down to Hastings High. Pankratz has got the ball for Hastings. Comes into the offensive zone. Stomps out here about 25 feet away from the basket. Goes on the left wing down to Johnson. Moves it down in the corner. That's going to be Hendricks with the ball. Back out to Johnson on the wing. Hastings High now looking at a man-to-man defense. Columbus has been switching up their defenses all night long. Here's Jamie Johnson on the wing. They get it inside to Knappel. Tries to drive the baseline. Her shot is up there. No good. The ball tipped out and is picked up here by Columbus. The Discovers runner back the other way. That's going to be Briggs with the ball. Goes inside. A shot right in front of the basket is up and in. Ellie McMeekin scoring there for Columbus. She's now got 7 points in the ball game, and it's now a 23-19 ball game. Hastings High with a 4-point lead. Tigers have led by as many as 10 here in the ball game. Libby Knappel with the ball just beyond the top of the 3-point circle. Gets it away to Johnson. She dribbles at the top of the key. Bounce pass goes inside. Now down in the corner. That's a Sophia Pankratz. She gets it back into Franzen. Franzen has to get rid of it, and she throws it into the Hastings High bench. Pankratz was going the other way. Franzen threw it into the Hastings High bench. That's going to be turnover number 4 on Hastings. So now Columbus has a chance to slice into the lead here. It's just a 4-point ball game at 23-19. 6:38 to play. Here's McMeekin with the ball on the right side out to Curry. She dribbles it toward the goal. Her shot is up there and in. Alyssa Curry scoring. She's now got 5 points in the ball game, and Columbus right back into the thick of things here. 23-21, 6:24 to play here in the third quarter up at the jungle at Hastings High. Here's a Johnson with the ball, moves it down in the corner, driving the baseline. There's going to be Knappel, and her shot is up and in. Libby Knappel takes it from the left corner toward the goal, and she banks it in and out for the window. She's got 4 points in the ball game. 25-21, Hastings with a 4-point lead. Columbus comes back with the basketball. This is going to be Edzards. Dribbles right to the top of the key, throws up a three. Her shot's going to be no good. Offensive rebound, foul shot up and in. Katie Briggs picked it up on the hop in the lane and scores right in front of the basket. 25-23 now. Columbus back to within 2 points. Tigers back with the ball in their offensive zone. Napoli's got it. Comes out to Johnson. Jamie Johnson over here on the high right side. That's going to be Pankratz looking to penetrate. Cut off there by Curry. Comes out between the circles now to Taylor Henricks. Dribbling with the ball. She moves it to the right side. Bounce pass comes over here to Jamie Johnson. Johnson gives it away to Pankratz. Takes it at the elbow right side of the lane. Sends it down in the corner now to Johnson. Jamie Johnson, she puts it on the floor, dribbles to the top of the key as she works against Curry outside. Johnson, there's a pass to Pankratz, and she's decked on the play, and the foul's going to be called. A foul here is going to be called on Katie Briggs. That's going to be her second as Pankratz goes tumbling into the Hastings High bench. 5:13 to play here in the third. Hastings High out on top of Columbus, 25-23. The pass is going to be deflected back out of bounds as Hastings High trying to get it down on the old block to Libby Knappel. And the ball is deflected out of bounds. And it's going to be Hastings High playing things in. The Tigers will play things in. They come out here on the wing. There's going to be Henricks with the ball. Taylor Henricks against Curry. Comes across the top to Jamie Johnson. Johnson holds it out here. Sends it back to the wing on the right side. That's going to be a Pankratz with the ball. Sophia Pankratz down to Taylor Henricks. Back out to Pankratz. They just throw the ball around this defense. Looking for a seam here. Here's Pankratz. Moves it down to Johnson. She drives the baseline. Puts up a shot. It's going to be no good. Offensive rebound. Franzen, and she puts it up and in. Elizabeth Franzen with an offensive rebound and a putback. She's got 4 points in the ball game. 27-23. Here's Briggs at the other end. Her shot off of the window is good. Katie Briggs scores. She's now got 4 points in the ball game. All four here in the third quarter. So again, Columbus cuts the lead down to 2 points again at 27-25. Hastings led at 1 point, 21-11. That was back in the second quarter with 4:09 to play. Here's a Franzen with the ball. Now to Johnson for three. It's off of the front iron. No good. Rebound to Curry. Alyssa Curry with the ball now for Columbus. A long pass ahead to get it to Briggs. Briggs drives it, kicks it back out. Here's Edzards. Her shot from long range. A three-pointer is no good. Rebound comes down to Henricks of Hastings High. Henricks gets it in the hands now of Sophia Pankratz, and she will walk the ball up the floor. Now we've got a timeout called here. Timeout brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy of Hastings, located at 405 East 14th Street. Call 462-4600. Back with more after this.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of broadband internet, computer services, security systems, telephone systems, and more. Glenwood is set apart from other providers with their 97% exceptional customer satisfaction service. Friend Glenwood on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
From the Luke Black Conference Tournament tonight, Adams Central has got the lead over Kearney Catholic at halftime, 35-24. And Ord is out on top of Wood River at halftime, 27-19. Those are the boys' semifinals out at Adams Central tonight in the Luke Black Conference Basketball Tournament. There's Knapple, a turnaround jumper off of the baseline. It's going to be no good. Hastings High, Annie Graylish gets the rebound, and then she throws it away. Nicoline has got it now. She's going to be stripped of the ball here. Here's the Tigers at the other end. A shot is good by Libby Knapple. So the two teams trade some turnovers there, and finally Knapple gets the field goal for the Tigers, 29-25 now. Hastings High with a four-point lead. Columbus has got the ball. Nicolite, rainbow pass down in the corner. There's a long-range jumper by Briggs. It's up and in, and there's a foul underneath the basket. Briggs throws up the shot there, a three-pointer from the corner. A personal foul is going to be called. Personal foul is going to be called on Columbus, but the field goal is going to count. So it's a 29-27 ball game. That was just a two-point field goal. And a personal foul is going to be called here on Caitlin Edzards. That's going to be her first personal foul. That's going to be team foul number two on the Discovers. So a rebounding foul there on Edzards after the ball went through the hole from Briggs in the deep right corner. So again, it's a 29-27 ball game. Columbus has cut the Hastings High lead down to 2 points here. Tigers have the ball. There's Franzen from the elbow. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. The ball tapped out. Curry grabs the ball, and she's immediately fouled into play here by Pankratz. Sophia Pankratz picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her first. That's going to be team foul number one on the Tigers. So Hastings High has led this baby from the very beginning. They jumped out to a 5-0 lead, led 15-8 after the first quarter, led by 10 in the second period at 21-11. Now Columbus can pull ahead here with a three-point field goal. Briggs has got the ball now to Curry. Curry gives it up out here in three-point territory. Edzards has got it. Takes it inside the free throw circle. Now to Curry. Moves it down in the corner as the pass comes back on top. Nicolite for three. Shot good. Columbus has got the lead. Nicolite has banged home 3 three-pointers in the ball game, and Columbus has their first lead of the ball game at 30-29 with 2 minutes and 27 seconds to play. Columbus has beaten Hastings High twice already this season. Once in the GNAC tournament and once during the regular season back in December. Looking for a three-game sweep of the Tigers here tonight. And now Columbus has got a one-point lead for the first time tonight. 30-29. Hastings High with the ball. Here's Franzen. Franzen on the low block. There's a pass out to the wing. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Nicolite. That's a sixth turnover on Hastings. Nicolite gets the ball now to Curry. Her pass is deflected out of bounds. Getting back there was Pankratz of Hastings High. It'll be Columbus playing it in here on the near sideline. 1:57 left in the third quarter. It's 30-29. Columbus has got the lead. There's Edzards as she will play the ball in. Gives it into a Nicolite. She brings it to the center of the floor down on the dribble. Goes over on the wing. That's Curry with the ball. Curry behind the screen, moves it inside the free throw circle. Over here to Nicolite. Nicolite comes out between the circles to Briggs, now to Curry. Here's Edzards again. Rainbow pass comes to the near side to a Nicolite. Back out to the top of the key to Briggs, now to Curry. They just throw the ball around the perimeter. There's a Nicolite open for three. Takes a shot. It's going to be too long. No good. Rebound Hastings. Hastings high with the ball. That's a Taylor Henricks running back the other direction with 90 seconds to play here in the third quarter. The Tigers down by one. Franzen bounce pass down low to Graylish. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound Graylish in the lane. Gets it back out to Henricks. Now to Pankratz. NBA three. Shots off of the back iron. No good. And the rebound comes down here to Nicolite. Nicolite has got the ball for Columbus. Now to Edzards. Pass down in the left corner. Curry for three. Shot good. Nope. They say her foot was on the line. A two-pointer there by Alyssa Curry. She's now got 7 points in the ball game, and Columbus is out on top now by a score of 32-29. Hastings High back with the ball. There's a pass in the high post. It's going to be deflected away from Franzen. Curry has got the ball for Columbus. Drives it back the other way. She's fouled in a play by Henricks. Henricks got her body in there. Knocked Curry down, and Taylor gets hit with a personal foul here for Hastings High. That's going to be your first. Head coach Greg Mays wants to call a timeout here with 44 seconds to play in the third quarter. And so far, nobody has seen Greg. Now they finally do. And they'll call a timeout right here. Hastings High wants to talk things over. Timeout brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy. Let Crozier Park Pharmacy be the first place you think of for all of your pharmaceutical needs. They're located at 405 East 14th Street in Hastings. Call 462-4600 today. We'll have more right after this.
Are you tired of being just another number waiting in line to get your prescriptions filled? Hi, this is Scott Kirkegaard, owner of Crozier Park Pharmacy in Hastings, and I would like to invite you to experience our personal service. At Crozier Park Pharmacy, we have speedy service, free mail order, and free delivery in the Hastings area. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 9 to 1. We are located at 405 East 14th Street by Crozier Park. For more information, call 462-4600, and I hope to have the opportunity to help you with your pharmacy needs soon.
1230 KHAS.
So Hastings High led at halftime 23-17. Now Columbus is out on top here in this basketball game. The score is 32-29. Hastings High trailing here in the contest. We've got the boys contest coming up next here on 1230 KHAS. Tomorrow we will head for Yankton, South Dakota for Hastings College basketball here on 1230 KHAS. Hastings will be taking on the Lancers out of Mount Marty. On the air with a Pepsi pregame show at 1:45 tomorrow afternoon. The women's game will go at 2 with the men to follow at 4 o'clock. Hastings College basketball tomorrow on 1230 KHAS. Going to the free throw line is going to be Curry. Your shot is up there and in. Alyssa Curry's first free throw of the night. She's now got 8 points in the ball game. She's a 50% foul shooter on the season for Columbus. Here comes the next shot. It's up there. That one's straight through the hole. And now Columbus has got their biggest lead of the ball game, and it's 34-29. They've outscored Hastings High 17-6 here in this third period. Hastings High with the ball. Here's Jamie Johnson with it on the wing on the left side. We've got 28 seconds to play here in the third. Down on the baseline, there's Knappel. Her shot from 15 is going to be no good. Ball being juggled around, finally picked up over here by Pankratz. Keeps it alive to Annie Graylish. Now down in the corner again to Pankratz, to Franson, down low to Graylish. Your shot from 5 is no good. Graylish grabs the rebound, and she's going to be hit with a personal foul. Reaches over the back of Katie Briggs and picks up the personal foul. That's the first one on Annie Graylish. Coming to the ball game now for Columbus is going to be Lindsay Nicolite. We got 11.8 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Columbus is on top of Hastings by 5, 34-29. Nicolite comes over here to Edzards, brings it back to a Nicolite. Nicolite dribbles inside the free throw circle, kicks her out here. There's a pass down low, but the time expires, and he'll get a shot away here at the end of the third quarter. But Columbus has got the lead after three quarters. Three quarters in the books in girls high school basketball. It's Columbus 34, Hastings High 29. You're listening to Tiger Basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Mary Lanning started off with very humble beginnings 100 years ago.
The technology has really impacted taking care of patients.
There are cords everywhere, monitors everywhere that weren't even invented, I don't think, 33 years ago. But what hasn't changed is how we take care of patients.
And it is easy for nursing today to forget that the patient is a recipient of that technology. And that's why I think they're successful here, is that they continue to focus on the patient and not on the machines.
The advancements that we've seen in the hospital are part of that history that goes with us. But we still have that small town feel that I remember growing up.
Celebrating 100 years of inspired care. Mary Lanning Healthcare.
1230 KHAS.
So we start the fourth and final quarter here. 34-29 is the score. Hastings High now trailing Columbus in girls high school basketball. Hastings High with the opening possession here in the fourth quarter. Here's a Pankratz. Her pass is going to be deflected. It's picked up here by Franzen. Gives it back to Pankratz on the wing on the right side. Pankratz on the dribble. Moves it down the lane. Her shot is up there. That one rattles out. No good. Ball tapped out. It's picked up here by Edzards. So Columbus has got the ball running back the other way with a 5-point lead. Pass, drive, shot, good. And a foul is going to be called here on Hastings High. Zakruski getting the field goal there for the Columbus Discoverers, and she is fouled into play. Annie Graylish picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her second. So Zakruski goes to the free throw line now. Reggie Zakruski for Columbus is down a shot of free throw all season long. This is her first one. It is up there. That one rattles around and goes down through the hole. Columbus has got the lead over Hastings High now. The score is 37-29. We're just into the fourth quarter of play. Hastings High in their white and orange uniforms shooting to our basket to our right here tonight. There's Pankratz with the ball in the lane. Her shot is up there. Good. Breaks a long scoring drought there for the Tigers as Pankratz gets the field goal to go down. It's now a 37-31 ball game. Hastings High trailing by 6 points here in the contest. Here's Columbus with the ball. Top of the key, that's Edzards. Drives it to the elbow. Gives it up now to Briggs. Briggs over to Nikolai to the far sideline. A long-range jumper to put up there by Zakruski is going to be no good. And the rebound comes down here to Hastings High. Tigers running back the other way, trailing by 6 points, 37-31. Down in the corner is going to be Jamie Johnson. Comes out here down to Libby Knappel. Back to Johnson. Dribbles to the top of the key. Johnson sends it back to Knappel in the deep right corner. Around the Johnson screen. Gets away. Dribbles inside. Dishes off to Franzen. Shot good. Elizabeth Franzen scores on the assist from Libby Knappel. Franzen now with 6 points in the ballgame. The Tigers back to within four. And now we got a timeout. Columbus. Columbus wants to call a timeout. Brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy of Hastings. Located at 405 East 14th Street in Hastings. Call 462-4600 today. We'll be back with more after this.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings St. Cecilia boys have got the lead over Parkview Christian tonight in Lincoln. The score is 32-12. Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead over Parkview Christian, 32-12. This scoreboard update brought to you by Furniture Direct, located on South Burlington at Hastings, just south of the Sonic Drive-In, or online at FurnitureDirectHastings.net. 37-33 here, Hastings High, trailing the Columbus Discoverers in girls high school basketball. Here's Briggs in the corner on the right side. A pass comes out to Edzards. Edzards dribbles it to the right sideline. Hastings High, a man-to-man defense. Nikolai has got the ball. Two-handed pass down in the left corner. Shot is up there by Briggs. It's going to be too strong. No good. The ball goes out of bounds. Last touchdown there by Caitlin Edzards of Columbus. So Hastings High will play things in here in backcourt. Curry comes into the ball game now. Zakruski will go to the bench for Columbus. Hastings High had a 10-point lead with 4 minutes and 9 seconds to play in the second quarter. Since then, they've given that up and more as Hastings is trailing now in the ball game, 37-33. There's Annie Graylish with the ball. Comes out to a Taylor Hendricks. Taylor moves it down the right sideline. That's going to be Knappel. Spins at the elbow, drives it into the paint, throws up a shot, no good, but she's fouled in the play. Knappel just threw up a prayer there that did not go, but she's fouled in the play. She'll go to the free throw line now, trying to hit a couple of free throws. Ellie McMeekin was the guilty party for Columbus. That's going to be her second. It's going to be Knappel going to the free throw line. 3 field goals and 6 points so far tonight from Knappel. 62% foul shooter in the season. She's 54 out of 86 for the line this year. Her shot is up there, and the shot is around the rim. Falls off, no good. Hastings High down 3 out of 7 on free throws tonight. In fact, Taylor Hendricks is the only other girl to shoot a free throw other than Knappel here. Libby has her second one. Sets, fires, shot good. 1 out of 2 from the line, 37-34. So Hastings has scored the last 5 points of the ball game to get back within striking distance here. It's a 3-point ball game with 5.5 minutes to play in this fourth quarter from the Tiger Gym. There's a Curry with the ball. Free throw line extended left side. Curry comes out wide open. A 3-pointer is put up there. It's going to be off of the mark. No good by Edzards. The ball goes out of bounds. That's going to be last touch there by Hastings. Columbus will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Caitlin Edzards was wide open at the top of the key for a 3-pointer, but misses it long. There's a pass into the lane. Now McMeekin, her shot is up and in. Off of the inbound, Ellie McMeekin scores an easy field goal there for Columbus. 9 points in the ball game now for McMeekin. 39-34. Columbus with a 5-point lead. Hastings High with the ball. Tigers have it here. Annie Graylish moves it over to Sophia Pankratz. Now down in the corner. Dribbling with it is going to be Knappel, trying to penetrate, runs into traffic, and a traveling violation is called on Libby Knappel. Ran into all kinds of traffic here, right side of the lane, tries to force one up, and she's hit with a traveling violation. That's 8 turnovers on Hastings High. Tigers are down by 5 points here. 39-34. 4:43 to play in our first half of our doubleheader tonight with the Hastings High boys up next against Columbus. Here's a Katie Briggs with the ball to the far sideline to a Nicolite. Now to Curry. Curry dribbling the ball on the right side of the floor. Gets into the hands of Lindsay Nicolite. Pass over here in the left wing. Now to Briggs. Dribbles to the free throw line. Dumps it down low. Driving the baseline. And shot is up and in. That's Ellie McMeekin scoring there for the Columbus Discoverers. She's now got 11 points in the basketball game. It's 41-34. Columbus out on top of Hastings High. Tigers have the ball down in the left corner. Annie Graylish has got it. Brings it up high between the circles to Knappel. Drops it down low. Now to Franzen, and she's going to be fouled into play. Elizabeth Franzen is going to be fouled into play. Ellie McMeekin picking up the personal foul. That's going to be her third. It's going to be Hastings High playing the ball in from underneath their own basket. Sophia Pankratz comes out between the circles now to a Taylor Henricks. Down in the corner for Hastings High, this is going to be Pankratz. Back out to Henricks. Dribbles into the lane. Throws it up there left-handed. Their shot no good. And the rebound comes down to McMeekin. McMeekin is out for Columbus to Alyssa Curry. Long pass ahead. They get it to Briggs. She dribbles to the elbow on the left side of the lane. Can't put up a shot. Gets it in the hands of Alyssa Curry. Here's a Katie Briggs, 25 feet away from the basket. Katie Briggs dribbling with it with 3:35 to play. Down to McMeekin on the baseline. Powers her way to the goal. A shot no good because they won't rebound. Foul shot no good, and she's fouled into play. A foul here is going to go on Franzen. That's going to be her third. So three fouls now on Franzen. Ellie McMeekin now going to the free throw line here for Columbus. She's got 11 points in the basketball game. One out of one from the free throw line. She'll have a couple of shots here as she was fouled in the act of shooting. Her shot is up there, and the shot's off of the right side. No good. 3 minutes and 30 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. Hastings High trailing Columbus by the score of 41-34. Columbus has already beaten Hastings twice this season. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good. 42-34. This is the biggest lead of the ball game for Columbus. Hastings has scored only, 11 points so far here in the second half. There's a shot taken by Pankratz from 10. That's going to be no good. McMeekin with a rebound. McMeekin gets the ball in the hands now of Edzards as he runs her back the other way. Now to Curry in the deep right corner. Curry won't do anything with the ball. Just dribbles out here in the three-point territory. And now she's going to be, fouled. The ball is knocked out of her hands. Yeah, Pankratz got over there and knocked the ball out of her hands. They both went down. No foul called. It'll be Columbus playing things in on the far sideline. Jamie Johnson comes into the ball game now for Hastings. Going out will be Knappel. 3:09 to play in the ball game. 42-34. Hastings down by 8. Columbus has got the ball. The Tigers in a man-to-man defense. Edzards comes over to the near side. It goes right through the legs of Briggs out of bounds. A turnover on the Discoverers. That's their 12th turnover in this ball game so far. And Hastings High will come back the other direction. 2:58 to play here in the fourth quarter. 42-34. Hastings down by 8 points. Here's Taylor Henricks with the ball, puts it on the floor, dribbles out here, top of the key, gets it away now to Annie Graylish, ball high above her head, now to Henricks, down in the corner, shot for three, short, no good. Franzen had the rebound, she lost it, McMeekin picks it up, now we got a foul call in backcourt. McMeekin got the ball into the hands of Edzards, and a personal foul is going to be called here on Hastings High. It's going to go on Pankratz, that's going to be her second personal foul. That's going to be team foul number 6 on the Tigers. Columbus has got 4 team fouls here in the second half. 2:40 to play here in the contest. Hastings is trailing 42-34. There's a pass here to Edzards out here in the 3-point territory. Columbus not going to be in any hurry to throw up a shot here. And now we've got a timeout called as Edzards was trapped out here in 3-point territory. So we've got a timeout called here by Columbus. This timeout brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy. Located at 405 East 14th Street in Hastings, call 462-4600 today. 2:28 to play in the contest. We'll take a break with a score. Columbus 42, Hastings 34.
Five Points Bank is highly committed to investing in our community. This is what locally owned, locally managed banks do, and do well.
We are proud to be a leading supporter of the United Way. We were the third largest contributor to the 2013 annual campaign. Also, we recently contributed $25,000 towards the construction of the new pavilion at Highland Park, which will create a public space for the entire community to enjoy.
Giving back, it's part of our mission statement and helps make Hastings a great community. Five Points Bank, the better bank.
1230 KHAS.
Sportsman update brought to you by Furniture Direct of Hastings on South Burlington, just south of the Sonic Drive-In. Looks like Ford has got the lead over Wood River, 39-28. That in the semifinals of the Luplan Conference basketball tournament tonight out at Adams Central. They're heading into the fourth quarter. Ford with a lead over Wood River. The score is 39-28. 42-34 here. Hastings High trailing Columbus in girls high school basketball. Now we're going to have a foul out here in 3-point territory. That's going to go on Sophia Pankratz. That's going to be her third. That's going to be team foul number 7 now in the Tigers. So now Columbus will go to the free throw line. Jamie Johnson comes out of the ball game. Libby Knapple is going to come back in there for the Tigers. Caitlin Edzards will go to the free throw line. She's got 3 points so far tonight on a 3-pointer in the first half. She has not scored so far in the second half. Now she has as she knocks down a free throw. Edzards is averaging 12.2 points per ball game. In fact, she's their leading scorer. Now she's got 4 points in the contest, but Columbus has still got a lead of 9 points, 43-34. Next one is up there is good. And Columbus now with a 10-point lead over Hastings High, 44-34. Tigers need to get something going offensively. There's a Hendricks for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be off of the iron. No good. And the rebound comes down to Edzards for Columbus. So Hastings scored only 9 points in the second half on Tuesday night against Kearney. And so far today, they have scored, 11 points here against Columbus since that halftime. Now the ball's going to be knocked out of bounds. We got a foul over here on the near sideline. It's going to go on Taylor Hendricks. Taylor picks up her second personal foul. Team foul number 8 on the Tigers. Going to the free throw line is going to be Alyssa Curry. She's got 9 points in the basketball game. Curry is 2 out of 2 from the stripe so far tonight. Her shot is up there is good. And this one is slipping away from the Tigers after they played a pretty good first half. 45-34. Columbus has got the lead. Hastings led at halftime 23-17. Alyssa Curry will have one more. Eyes the bucket. Shot is in the air. That one dances around, goes down through the hole. So Curry now with 11 points in the basketball game, and Columbus has got the lead over Hastings 46-34. There's a pass that's going to be intercepted. A turnover on the Tigers. Long pass down the floor. That's Edzards. Drives, shoots, and scores. Caitlin Edzards scored. She's now got 7 points in the ball game. It's 48-34. Here's a Pankratz, and her pass is going to be deflected out of bounds. Columbus has outscored Hastings 31-11 since halftime. And the Discoverers now have a 48-34 advantage over Hastings, looking for their third one of the season over the Tigers. Beat them in the GNEC tournament back at the end of December. Beat them earlier this year during the regular season in Columbus. There's a pass out on top. That's a Pankratz with the ball, spins at the top of the key, then runs into Franz and in a traveling violation. Ran into her own teammate there. And a traveling violation is called on the Pankratz. That's going to be turnover number 10 on Hastings High here in the ball game. 48-34. And now Greg Mays wants to call a timeout. Greg Mays calls a timeout here for the Tigers. Brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy at 405 East 14th Street. Call 462-4600. We'll be back with more after this.
The Food Cupboard is the smart shopper's first choice. Food Cupboard is open from 9 to 6 Monday through Saturday across from Good Samaritan Village. Stop in today and find huge discounts on groceries, health and beauty products, cleaning supplies, pet supplies, and general merchandise. At the Food Cupboard, it's the same stuff at half the cost. Food Cupboard now accepts EBT, debit, and credit cards. Located in the old Honda shop at the intersection of Highway 6 and D Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS. 1:33 to play here in this one. There's a long baseball pass down the floor. Curry tries to catch up with it. She does, but she's out of bounds. So they throw it the length of the floor there. Curry trying to catch up with it for Columbus, but couldn't do it. It goes out of bounds, and that's turnover number 13. Called on the Discoverers so far in this basketball game. Hastings High is down by 14 points. Tigers with the ball. Johnson takes it into the lane and scores. Jamie Johnson hits her first field goal of the ball game. It might be a little too late here for the Tigers, and now trailing by 12, 48-36 with a 1:15 left. They're in the fourth quarter. Columbus has got the ball. Curry has got it. Now the Discoverers will spread the floor. Nicolite's going to be fouled in a play by Johnson. Jamie Johnson picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her second. That's going to be team foul number 9 on the Tigers. So we're going to have some free throws coming up here. Going to the stripe is going to be Lindsay Nicolite. She's got 9 points in the basketball game. All in the 3 pointers in the first half. There's a shot from the line. It's going to be up there and good by Lindsay Nicolite. She'll have one more. Hastings High will be on the road tomorrow, as they will take on Omaha Scott. Next shot is up there. It's going to be no good, but an offensive rebound comes down here to Columbus. And now the Discoverers throw the ball away. They're trying to come out between the rings here, and they just threw the ball away. And Hastings High will play things in right in front of us. So the Tigers are going to drop to 8-9 after this one. Get ready for Omaha Scott tomorrow on the road, and then they got to games next week against Crete and Waverly. Still with games remaining here against Aurora and Grand Island Senior High before they enter their district competition here this year. This is going to be a disappointing one for Hastings. They had things going their way in the first half, led 21-11 at one point. Since then, it's been all downhill. Tigers are behind now by a score of 49-36 with 1:02 to play. As head coach Greg Mays is sending the second and third stringers there to finish off this basketball game. As they're trailing by 13 points here in the ball game, there's a Rebarger, takes the ball down to the baseline. She's going to be fouled in a play. A personal foul is going to be called here on Columbus. Sophia Lang picking up the personal foul. That's going to be her first. And Kelsey Rebarger is going to go to the free throw line now for Hastings High. Fouled in the act of shooting. Her shot is up there and in. So Rebarger knocks one down here for the Tigers. Makes the score 49-37. So Kelsey Rebarger, the 5 foot 7 inch sophomore, now into the ball game here for the Tigers. Alyssa Curry comes back into the ball game now for Columbus. 47.4 seconds to play here in this basketball game. The score is 49-37. The clock hasn't run yet, so they said Curry cannot check in. Now the official is talking with the coaching staff for Columbus here on the near sideline. High school basketball action here this evening on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Now they're going to say it's all right. Curry can stay in there. Rebarger's second free throw is coming up. Eyes the bucket, lets it fly, shot good. So Kelsey Rebarger knocks down a couple of free throws to make it a 49-38 ball game. And now Columbus will try to run out the clock here with 40 seconds to play. The Discoverers have the ball. So Kruski has got it here for Columbus. Goes over to Curry on the high left side. Out between the rings now to Carissa Sims, who's into the ball game. Over on the right sideline to Zakruski again. Here's Curry. Alyssa Curry dribbling with the ball. 26 seconds to play. Columbus has got an 11-point lead, 49-38 over Hastings High. Carissa Sims with it now. Out between the circles to Zakruski. Brings it back over here to Curry. Free throw line extended left side. Not a whole lot of pressure here by the Tigers. Looking to swipe the ball away. We're down to 8 seconds to play. Columbus with an 11-point lead. That's a Zakruski just dribbling with the ball out near the 10-second line. Being chased here by the Tigers. Looks to the clock and the ball game is over. Columbus comes back to beat the Hastings High Tigers here tonight. Columbus coming from a 10-point second-quarter deficit. And they come on to beat Hastings High tonight by a score of 49-38. The Tigers will drop to 8 wins and 9 losses on the season. Columbus evening up their mark at 9 wins and 9 losses. Columbus beats Hastings for the third time this season. Again, the final score, Columbus 49, Hastings High 38. Back with a recap after this.